Hello, it is Tuesday, December 31st, 2024, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 150, verses 3 through 6, 1 Chronicles chapter 3, and Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 150, verses 3 through 6. Praise Him with trumpet sound, praise Him with lute and harp, praise Him with tambourine and dance, praise Him with strings and pipes, praise Him with sounding cymbals, praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 3. These are the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron, the firstborn Amnon, by Ahinoam the Jezreelite, the second Daniel by Abigail the Carmelite, the third Absalom, whose mother was Maachah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth Ahijah, whose mother was Haggith, the fifth Shephatiah by Abital, the sixth Ithream by his wife Eglah. Six were born to him in Hebron, where he reigned for 7 years and 6 months. And he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. These were born to him in Jerusalem, Shimei, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. Four by Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel, the then Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Naga, Negech, Japhet, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. 9. All these were David's sons, besides the sons of the concubines, and Tamar was their sister. The son of Solomon was Rehoboam, Abijah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son, the sons of Josiah, Johanan the firstborn, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shalom, the descendants of Jehoiakim, Jachaniah his son, Zedekiah his son, and the son of Jachaniah the captive, Shealtiel his son, Malkiram, Pedaiah, Shinarzer, Jechamiah, Hoshama, and Nebadiah, and the sons of Pedaiah, Zerubbabel, and Shimei, and the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulam, and Hananiah, and Shelemith was their sister, and Hashubah, Ohel, Berechai, Hasadiah, and Jeshab Hesed. 5. The sons of Hananiah, Pelatai, and Jeshaiah his son, Rephaiah his son, Arnon his son, Obadiah his son, Shechaniah the son of Shechaniah, Shemaiah, and the sons of Shemaiah, Tush, Agel, Bariah, Neriah, and Shaphat. 6. The sons of Neriah, Elionai, Hezekiah, and Ezrakan. 3. The sons of Elionai, Hodaviah, Elashib, Pelaiah, Akub, Jonaan, Delaiah, and Anani. 7. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shone around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting, but rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do. The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.